Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally Olcordy, and you're listening to Public Advocate Radio. I have two announcements before I play a recording that has been removed from many platforms, and something worthwhile is often removed from many platforms. So this is, I've been using my show since COVID-19 to catch these recordings before they go away. Many people have sent me this video, and it was not until today that I had a chance to hear it. It's excellent, and Paul Turner says, point to ponder, this went viral, and PharmaTech is doing what they can to make it disappear. Here is another direct upload, and I will add that link if it still exists by the time I finish recording it. But before I do that, I just want to say two things. One is today, Vaccine Choice Canada had a press conference, and they were announcing a lawsuit against the government in regard to COVID-19. If I find a recording about that or any links, I will put them directly in the comments below this recording. I had hoped to interview somebody about it, but they were being very hush-hush. So now they've had a press conference. Obviously, they're ready to announce. And this is something that is very exciting. So I sent it to everybody in everybody's inbox. Why? Because when you post things to Facebook that are important, they disappear. So I inboxed, I've lost track, almost everybody I know. Okay, so that's one really big announcement. Another thing that I heard that is totally remarkable, and I'm calling people to say, can you verify this? But I heard from a friend in Australia who has always kept up on vaccine-related things, and when she was well was a major activist. She is reporting that Kanye West is running for president, and he is running on an anti-vaccine platform. Woo! I don't know if it was he or a different rapper who said that his children were unvaccinated and healthy. If so, this would have been around 6 years ago. I called someone who might have known the answer to that, and they were not sure either. So we're waiting for confirmation on this. But anybody who's willing to take a big leap and make that the focus of their campaign is to be applauded. I know I'm running for a vaccine-free NYC for mayor, and I really have challenged many others, likewise, to run for political office for the vaccine-free party. Now, I've spoken with Paul Turner because he has changed the conversation from anti-vaccine to vaccine-aware, and I'm loving it. And I'm thinking maybe the Vaccine Aware Party is the way we should go. I don't know. Whatever makes people confident enough to take the ball and run for office, if it's vaccine-free or vaccine-aware, I applaud you, okay? But don't use the term anti-vax. It stigmatizes us. If that's the one that Kanye's using, okay, cool. Yep, fine. I'm ready to go with it simply because we need that conversation at that level of how many people will he educate? How many that we have not reached? So I'm just enthused beyond word and hope, in fact, it's true. If you have any information, help me out. Put it in the comment area below. Now, here's a gentleman whose name I don't know. I'm saying author unknown because I don't know who he is. And if I find out, I will add that to the comments as well, or I'll change the name to his name. Instead of author unknown, I'll put his actual name. But he makes a lot of really important points here, and I'm going to play it for you now. Would you turn off, sweetheart, would you turn off the these two machines so I don't have background noise? Thank you. And so here goes. Author unknown, I'm calling it, what am I calling this show? It's a quote from his speech. It's called A Special Kind of Stupid. Okay, but he tells you something, and that does, in fact, take a special kind of stupid to believe that. And here we go. Let's hope it plays, okay?
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay, right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good, right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, training your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why did you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? And so because the 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. So these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now, get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's double speak, double talk. It's the two doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When a state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run health care. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.
Excellent, wasn't it? I hope I do find that man's name so I can share it with you. The next video I saw was a video of a woman being arrested for not wearing a mask as she recited the Pledge of Allegiance and then said, "This is what your country has become." It was, again, an important video. And all of these. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, I have a Vaccine Free America. That's my radio show on republicbroadcasting.org. My show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 Pacific. Depending on your time zone, tune in at that time. I am having naturopath nurse Pamela Evans-Gary come on and speak about fasting for health. And I've had Jim O'Kelly speak about the same thing, but we're going to get very detailed in this regard, and I'm very eager to hear what she has to say. She has completed, I think this may be her third fast, so she's documented everything and is going to share the outcome. I know that she has been having trouble with her upper leg. Ingrid Castle of Immunize Wisely and VacLib.org was just telling me that a friend of hers fasted to improve the health of their hip. So that's interesting, fasting and how it can improve your health in ways that one would not expect. Like maybe you could feel overall better, but to specific target a hip by fasting. That's interesting. So I'm sure Pamela will be addressing things of this nature. I told Ingrid to call into the show, and I invite you to call into the show if you have questions with regard to fasting. Pamela, I know, would be very happy to answer them. The number is 800-313-9443 to have an interview with either Ted Hines or the of Vaccine Choice Canada or the lawyer who has submitted this lawsuit regarding COVID-19 in Canada. And this is a big deal. I have gone out to the international community. Everybody, you know, I know people in almost every country, as all, many of us do on Facebook, but in particular, in this fight, I have interviewed a multitude of people from Italy, Poland, Romania, you name it. Well, I only have 90 seconds left, so I'm going to bid you adieu. Hope you tune in tomorrow night for Vaccine Free America, and Immunize Wisely follows thereafter. It all starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and call in with questions at 800-313-9443. And again, thanks to this gentleman who has really laid it out. And I will continue to pick up on things that are being blocked so that we don't lose these pearls of wisdom, insight, and truth. Okay, this is Sally Alcorti signing off for Public Advocate Radio.